gosh, it's Ted Burgess, the tenant of Black Farm. He doesn't swim badly for a farmer. I'll say, how'd you do? You mustn't think I'm stuck up.
I didn't know anyone was going to be here, sir. The harvest's just starting. I got that hot work and I thought I'd run down and have a dip.
Oh, please don't hurry on our account, Mr. Burgess. By the way, Trimmingham's coming tonight.
Is he?
Oh, my hair. Oh, it's fallen down. It's all wet.
The farmer stretches on the warm brickwork down by the sluice. What must it feel like to be him? Master of limbs, strength and beauty. Copper around his neck. His arms mahogany to the elbow and pale.
Oh, Leo. Has that man gone?
Rather. Do you know him?
I may have met him. If you're still here, that's something. I shall never get this dry.
You're funny.
Oh, it's a disaster.
It's only water.
It'll drip on my dress.
You can use my bathing suit, if you wear it over your shoulders.
Or will you spread my hair on it?
Oh,
careful.
I was trying hardly to touch you.
Oh, don't pull.
I'm trying. I am the bathing suit her hair rests on. The evening breeze that dries it. Her high spirits.
Devoted, Leo. Take your costume now. I'm afraid it's rather damp. Is my hair dry? You feel?
Yes.
Yes.
I don't feel well. It will have to wait till tomorrow before we greet Trimmingham.
Her hair lay on this?
Yes. And glistened. And when it dried, dried all alive.
Oh.
How is she now?
I haven't given her a moment's thought since. Do you mind if I close the curtains?
Are you scared someone might look in at us?
Scared I won't see myself reflected in the glass.
I would advise you to sit where you can't see Trimmingham's scar. Where is it?
You could say part of his face is missing. Do I look flushed?
Rather. And you got it fighting the Boers.
I have a fever. You go down.
I'll sit on Trimmingham's other side.
Marion will sit there. You just sit anywhere else you can't see it.
And your mother wants him to marry Marion. He's not even a mister.
I can't listen to your nonsensical prattle. One last thing. Don't be a cad. Don't sit down before you finish your porridge.
Sickle-shaped. Pulls the eye down. Pulls the mouth up. He must sleep with both open. It's very Christian of the Maudsleys to look after him. Marion only opens her blue eyes for him. Because she's good. Mrs. Maudsley watches them like a hawk.
Have you finished your porridge, Leo?
Do sit down. I'm afraid Marcus may be infectious. I've asked the staff to make arrangements.
Are you going to the jolly old kirk?
I'll slink across the room and get my prayer buggins.
Hold your breath, then. My ruddy germs are like gnats. Mama thinks it's measles. Perhaps we shall all get it, then we shan't be able to have the cricket match or the summer ball. Lord, I shall laugh.
Cricket match?
With the villagers every year. Keeps them quiet.
Where's my new boater?
Mama's moved your clothes to the room across the corridor. Off you trickle. Amuse yourself while I wilt.
Ta-ta, you old shaman.
You haven't used a spell to strike me down, have you?
I don't think we've been introduced. My name is Trimmingham.
How do you do, Trimmingham?
But you can call me Hugh if you like. I don't charge extra.
But your name is Trimmingham, isn't it? Mr. Trimmingham.
You were right the first time.
But aren't all grown-ups called Mr.?
Not doctors or professors.
Those are titles.
I have a title, too. I'm Viscount Trimmingham.
You're a Viscount?
Yes. The ninth.
Oughtn't I call you my lord?
Not in ordinary conversation.
I wish they told me.
You haven't told me your name.